And I'm Alex Cohen. Democratic Senate challenger John Tester kicked off his campaign last year with a benefit concert by the band Pearl Jam. Tester is looking more than just still alive this morning. The fight isn't over yet, but Tester is slightly ahead. The former music teacher and current organic farmer appeared this morning on the Today Show.
Good morning to you. Did you get any sleep?
Yeah, we got a little bit of sleep.
It was a long night in Montana, where results of the Senate race have been delayed due to mechanical reasons. A vote tallying machine in predominantly Republican Flathead County broke down, so officials there have been tallying ballots by hand. This was also the first time that Montana residents could register on the same day they voted, which led to long lines and votes cast just moments before midnight. As for what swayed those voters, here's John Tester's take.
Well, I think Montanans want to change. I mean, there's a lot of issues out there that they're very, very concerned about, from health care to foreign policy to fiscal responsibility to honesty, and it brought them out in record numbers here in Montana.
The incumbent, Republican Senator Conrad Burns, has been quiet about the race. Last night, his wife told reporters that he lost his voice. The three-term senator is still adored by many voters, says Jerry Culvert, a professor of political science at Montana State University. The candidate gained support for his conservative values and his ability to bring cash into the rural state.
Senator Burns played up the fact his major theme over and over again was all the money I bring to the state of Montana. $2 billion, he kept saying, $2 billion. I think for some voters, that was the decision point for them.
But the Burns campaign began to slip thanks to his ties to lobbyist Jack Abramoff. The candidate also has a history of making racially insensitive remarks. With so many close races across the country, Conrad Burns also didn't receive much support from the GOP party.
Burns had to be worried because his own party, the National Party, had left the scene of battle in first week in August and did not return until last week with one ad put out by the Republican Senate Campaign Committee, and that was probably a little too little and too late.
But it may be a while before Montana knows the results of the race for sure. If the margin of votes winds up within 0.5%, or roughly 2,000 votes, the loser can request a recount. Alex Cohen, NPR News.